Good morning, everybody. So we'll take a comfortable seat, close our eyes, take a deep breath. Let's distance ourselves from the pictures we see in magazines so that we're not telling our body what to do, but instead listening to allow our body to tell us what to do. This way, we can create, each of us, for ourselves, a practice that helps us feel wonderful, amazing, from head to toe, inside and out. So to begin, let's drop our head down and let it rock from side to side. And then we'll come back to our center, taking hands to our heart. May this practice today bring healing to the body, peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and unity with our spirit. Now from the heart, with an inhale, let hands begin to rise up. The inner fingers open like a flower in the morning light. Exhale, let that flower draw back into your heart again. Let this simple breath and movement help you to deepen your focus. The more present we are, the more wonderful we'll feel. The more we'll be able to listen to our body. Now the prayer returns to our hearts. As we practice today, let's practice expanding our heart, opening ourselves up to compassion, to love. Now inhale, reach to the sky. With an exhale, let's fold to a forward bend. Hands reaching out to the floor. As we step our feet back now, we come to downward facing dog. Hips reaching up and back. Take a moment here to feel in your body. Find where the knots of tension are waiting to be untied. Listen. Where do you need love and kindness within? Come up onto the toes, one heel at a time, stepping down to the ground. Time to investigate, to explore, to feel. Now let's walk our hands back to our feet, pouring ourselves into this forward bend, decompressing our back, relaxing our mind. Practicing compassion with ourselves, bend your knees a little. Then hands coming back onto the mat, let's walk our hands forward. We come back again to downward facing dog. And from here we lay our knees onto the mat. We set our hands right underneath our shoulders. With an inhale, look up, lift your tail, the cow pose. Exhaling, let's draw our belly toward the sky as we arch our back like a cat. And then with each breath flowing, cow and cat. How wonderful this feels. Listen to your body. Let it tell you where to go, what to do. Your body knows. As we enjoy this wonderful healing movement for our back and spine, one of our biggest problem areas is our low back. So So let's add a nice stretch for the low back.
Next exhale, as you come to cat pose, slide that cat pose slowly to your heels. Ah. Drop into the forearms.
We inhale back into the cow pose.
So flow like that now. Stretching into the low back. Let's do this one more time.
And that last exhale will lay us gently down into the heels where we'll stretch ourselves out into child's pose. Hands reaching forward. Make any adjustments you want to make this feel wonderful.
Rest is as valuable as movement. Anytime you'd like to stop and rest, this child's pose is here ready to welcome you home. Use it as often as you want.
Now again, let's plant our hands on the mat. Let's turn our toes under our feet and reach our hips to the sky, downward facing dog. We'll step our right foot forward now. Left knee to the mat, inhale, reach to the sky, kneeling lunge. Exhale, hands come back down to the mat. We'll step the left foot up to meet the right foot. And with an inhale, we rise all the way up. Exhaling, spreading arms open wide, we fold back down to the earth. Step the right leg back. Lay knee to the mat, kneeling lunge. And exhale, hands come back to the ground. Step back. Inhale, come forward, shoulders over the wrist, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhaling, we roll the shoulders back as our heart lifts into cobra. And exhale, reach into your heels again, child's pose.
Let's do that again. Inhale, forward, kneeling plank.
Exhale, lower. Inhaling cobra and exhaling child's pose.
With toes under the feet, hips again pointing to the sky, downward facing dog. And step the left foot forward.
Right knee to the mat, kneeling lunge. And exhale, hands come down. The left foot, right foot steps up to meet the left. Inhale, rise all the way up. And exhale, pour into a forward bend.
Hands to the mat, left leg reaches back, set the knee down, kneeling lunge.
Exhale, hands come back to the mat as we step back. Inhale, forward, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, cobra. And exhale, child's pose.
Now keep flowing like this.
Warming up muscles, lubricating joints, preparing our body for the poses to come.
One last time, flow through this kneeling vinyasa.
Let it lay you again to rest in child's pose.
Rest here until everyone's found their way. And once we've all come to child's pose, then we'll move on together. Hands planted on the ground, toes under the feet, hips to the sky, downward facing dog.
Let's walk our feet up to meet our hands. Inhaling, we rise up. Exhale, hands come into the heart. And like before, with an inhale, the flower reaches into the morning. This time it bursts open, and with an exhale, we dive down.
The hands come together and rise up the center of our body.
And as they come through the heart, the flower reaches to the light. Let yourself flow.
And then the next time that flower reaches into the morning light,
exhale and drop back into your heart once again. Step to the front of the mat now as we come to a sun salutation. Inhale, reach into the sky. Exhaling, we'll sit down into chair pose. Inhale, reach up again. Add a hint of a back bend here if you want to. And exhale, dive all the way down.
Inhaling, we'll lift up halfway and feel our back lengthen.
Exhale, lay hands to the mat. Let's step our right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Inhale, reach up, do what feels good. Exhale, hands come down again and we step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up.
Exhaling our way back to downward facing dog. Let's raise our right leg into the sky.
Step or help your right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge.
Exhaling, hands return to the mat. We're stepping forward. And with an inhale, we rise.
Exhale, sit into chair. Inhale, burst into the sky, adding the hint of a back bend if that feels good for you. And exhale, cascade forward.
Inhale, look up, lengthen.
Exhale, let hands come to the mat, step the left leg back. Lunge or kneeling lunge.
Exhaling, hands come to the mat, we're stepping back.
Plank or kneeling plank, exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up.
And exhaling our way back to downward facing dog. Now the left leg reaches for the sky.
Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge.
Exhale, hands to the earth, step forward.
Inhale, lift it on a wave of breath.
Exhaling, let's sit into chair.
Inhale, reach up. Another hint of a back bend if that's what feels good for you. And exhale, dive down.
Inhale, halfway lift.
And exhaling, let's take hands to the mat. Now we'll step our feet back and find our way to downward facing dog.
Be here for a moment, listening to your body. What will feel good for you today? Where are the knots of tension just waiting to be untied? So let's allow this practice to make us feel good head to toe, inside and out. Let's allow it to awaken compassion, love. So we move now to our standing flows, a chance to lengthen, strengthen, find grounding, balance. Let's begin by reaching right leg to the sky. Now step the right foot forward.
Lunge or kneeling lunge. So we've been here before. You can take the back knee to the mat or you can keep it off the mat. You decide what feels best for you. What does your body say? What does it want? Let it tell you. Find your breath here. In each of the poses, find your center. Find your grounding and then let joy awaken. Now in this lunge, let's let our arms fall open so they come parallel to the ground with our heart wide open. Let's send our love and compassion to our friends, our family, the people we love and care about in our life. And then take hands to the mat. Step back.
Vinyasa, inhale plank or kneeling plank.
Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up.
And with an exhale back, downward facing dog. Let's take the left leg to the sky now.
Step or help the left foot forward, lunge or kneeling lunge. Find a feeling of being grounded here, being centered here. And then slowly, breath by breath, awaken a joy. Here in this lunge, let your arms fall open, heart spreading wide. Send your compassion into our community. There are people of need in every community. Send your love out. Let it touch others. Take hands to the mat. Step back. Vinyasa, inhale plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhale, back, downward facing dog. Let's reach our right leg into the sky. Step the right foot forward. This time, take the back foot flat to the ground. Let's reach up, warrior one. Find the grounding. Feet flat on the floor in this pose. We really feel the earth beneath us. Find your center. And then breath by breath, let it unfold for you. Let your body tell you where to go in this pose. Now hands to the heart, step forward. Inhale, reach to the sky. Exhale, sit down into chair. Digging our heels into the ground, pointing our tail toward the earth. Reaching up through the spine, the arms, the back. Grounded and centered. Feeling strong, powerful. Now rise up. Take the right hand, and wrap it around the left wrist. Give yourself a little side bend by pulling on the left wrist. And then the other way, change hands. Pull yourself into a side bend going the other way. How nice that feels. Reach up, exhale, dive down. Hands come to the mat, walk or jump the feet back. Vinyasa. Inhale plank or kneeling plank. Exhale lower. Inhale arch up. Exhale back, downward facing dog. Right leg to the sky. Step or help the right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Grounded and centered. Listen to your body. Where will it lead you? Now, in this lunge, let your arms open wide. Send your compassion across the country to people in need, people in all circumstances, people who struggle. And hands come down to the mat. Step back. Vinyasa, inhale plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Left leg to the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Inhaling, reach up. Bring yourself right to this moment. To the feeling of being grounded, the feeling of being centered, the awakening of joy. Arms then spread open. Send your compassion to those people who on their path through life have so many twists and turns. We're all trying to move forward, but some have a rockier, more challenging path than others. Send your compassion for their journey. And hands to the mat, step back. Vinyasa, inhale plank or kneeling plank. Exhale lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog, reach the left leg to the sky. Step the left foot forward. Back foot comes flat again, reach up warrior one. Let this warrior be courageous, powerful. All of those wonderful qualities are inside of you. to the heart, step forward. Inhale, reach to the sky. Exhale, chair. Again, we come to that nice deep strength inside. Feel how everything's hugging right into your center. Rise up. Exhale, dive all the way down. This time we'll take a twist instead of a side bend. Take the right hand around the outside of the left ankle. We'll spin the left arm to the sky and our heart will twirl around to the left. Enjoy the feeling of this pose. Beginning to untie those knots of tension in your body. Now let this side of the twist unwind. We'll let the left hand cross over the body to catch the left ankle. Right ankle, sorry. Right arm to the sky, heart twirling around to the right now. Untie a few more knots. Unwind. Hands to the mat, walk or jump the feet back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhale, back, downward facing dog. Right leg to the sky. Step or help the right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms fall open. Send your compassion across the world. People of all faiths, of all cultures, of all circumstances. This time bring hands to the heart. Take hands onto the thigh. Lay the back knee down if it's been off the ground. And with an inhale, spread arms open wide. Exhale, bow. Create a beautiful little flow here. Opening with the inhale and bowing with the exhale. Moving to the rhythm of your breath. Next exhale, hands come to the mat and we'll step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Take an exhale back to downward facing dog. Right leg into the sky. Step the right foot forward. Lay the back foot down, warrior one. So again, we come to this incredible awakening of strength, of confidence, of courage. Hands come into our heart. This time we'll straighten the legs. We're on our way to pyramid pose, so if you like a little step in before you get there, take that now. We'll start by taking hands behind our back. As fingers lace together, let's roll our shoulders back and spread our heart wide open. Opening that well of love and compassion. Slowly tip the hips forward, entering the pyramid pose. A pyramid has such an incredible foundation. So really feel your feet hugging the earth, providing a feeling of stability that allows you to explore flexibility. Now listen to your body. Let it tell you where to go in this pose. Let it tell you what feels right and what feels like too much. Distance yourself from the images in your mind and be in your body. And then we drop hands to the mat. We'll step back now. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up.
Exhale, back, downward facing dog, left leg in the sky. Step or hop the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge.
And arms fall open. Send your love and compassion to places where there are wars and struggles. The families, the individuals affected, regardless of what side of the issue they're on. Let's offer them our love and compassion. Find peace in their life.
Hands come to the heart, onto the thigh. Lay the back knee down if it's been up. A flow with your breath. Inhale, opening.
Exhale, bowing.
Let this be a dance of your movement and breath.
One more opening. One more bow.
We step back. Inhale, forward. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower.
Inhale, arch up.
Exhale, back, downward facing dog. Left leg reaching to the sky.
Step the left foot forward. Back foot flat to the ground. We reach up, warrior one. Feel your grounding here. Find your center. And then breath by breath, let this pose unfold. Let it untie knots of tension in your body so you feel wonderful. Head to toe, inside and out. And then hands fold into the heart. We straighten the front leg. Again, as we move toward pyramid pose, take a step in if you like to. Hands behind the back. Fingers joined together, rolling the shoulders back. Stretching the heart open wide. The lungs open. We take a nice deep breath. Tip the hips. Let's fold forward. Right into the pyramid pose.
The ground beneath our feet giving us a foundation that's sturdy, strong. Allowing us to explore the lengthening of back and spine. Come here with kindness, compassion, and love for yourself. Go where your body leads you. And then we take hands to the mat, stepping back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank.
Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up.
Exhaling our way back to downward facing dog. Right leg to the sky.
Step or help the right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms fall open. Send your love and compassion to the animals of the world. May all beings be free and happy. This time hands come to the heart and we add a twist. So we'll take the left elbow across the right thigh. We'll lengthen and turn our heart around to the right. Here in this twist, you can spread your arms wide open if you like. Or you can keep this prayer next to your heart. Listen to your body. Let it lead you to what feels wonderful, what feels healing, what unties the knots of tension within you. Unwind the twist, hands to the mat, step back. Vinyasa, inhale, plank or kneeling plank.
Exhale, lower.
Inhale, arch up.
Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Let's reach our right leg to the sky.
As we step forward, take the biggest step you can take. Plant the back foot flat. We'll open sideways now to warrior two. Expanding. Let this pose feel spacious. The knots are untied. We can move into a more open, more free space within our body. Bend the right arm, lay it across the right thigh. As you point the left fingers to the sky, we open to side angle pose. Expanding even more. Now the top arm creates a big circle, first reaching toward the back wall, brushing against your back leg, coming to or near the floor. As the left fingers point to the front of the room, we straighten the right leg. And the circle completes straight into the sky as we enter the triangle pose. Grounded, centered, joyful. And then folding back down to the mat, we step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhale, back, downward facing dog. Left leg to the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms falling open. Send our love, our compassion to the environment itself. That everyone cares for it just a little more. Now draw hands to the heart. Let's take the twist on this side. So this time it will be right elbow crossing the left leg. Lengthen through the back and spine as you twirl your heart around to the left. And listen to what your body says. Where will it lead you? The twist now unwinds. The hands come to the mat. We step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhale, back, downward facing dog. Take left leg to the sky for our last standing series. The extra wide step forward, the back foot planted, will take us again to warrior two. Open into your free body. Feel the space, the length, the strength you've created. Bend the left arm, lay it across the left thigh, right fingers into the sky, side angle pose. Expanding. The circle beginning, we reach back toward the back wall, brush against the leg. Circle down toward the floor, and as we point forward, the left leg will straighten, and our body emerges into the triangle. The legs straight as we feel the ground beneath us. From that solid foundation, we feel unstoppable. Put your heart open to the sky. And then we come back down to the ground where we step back for our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Let this downward facing dog take knees to the mat and slide you into child's pose. Honoring the value of rest. Let your whole body become breath now.
hands securely planted. Toes turn under our feet. Hips point to the sky, downward facing dog. Let's walk our feet up to meet our hands. And a nice slow inhale brings us all the way up gently. We reach to the sky and we welcome a prayer back to our heart. So let's explore balancing now. We'll begin this balance flow on the right foot. So let's start by planting our right foot and feeling the foundation, the grounding. Take the left foot, cross it over the right ankle, catch your foot in the right hand. As the knee drops down to wherever it can with your body, stand tall. We practice these balance poses with no judgment at all, as many times as you want to step down and start again. You're welcome to do that. The more steady our mind, the more steady our breath, the more steady our body. You can slide the left hand around behind your back if you want. And then slowly, let's sit down into this pose a bit. When we feel we can release our hands, let's take them to a prayer. As we find our center. And then from here, the incredible wings of an eagle emerge. We'll stand a little taller as we wrap the left leg around the right and then cross the right arm over the left. You can either hug your shoulders here or bring the forearms together. Hug your center. And then let's step down, back to 2 feet. A moment to restore. We're ready now to balance on the left foot. So start with your foundation, your grounding. Right foot crosses left ankle. We catch the foot in the hand. Standing tall, we push down to grow taller. Right hand can come behind the back if you choose. And then slipping down a little bit. Hands come to the heart when they can. Steady mind. Steady breath. Steady body. And then the great bird. Create an incredible wingspan. Wrap the right leg around the left, left arm over the right. Take the shoulders or the arms together wherever your body leads you. Listen. Step down, let go, restore. And then catch a wave of breath that reaches up into the sky. Exhale, let that breath fold you forward. Hands come to the mat, our feet walk back. We lay our knees down once again, reaching hips into the heels. We come to child's pose. This time, revisiting the side bend, we walk our hands off to the right. Stretch the left sideline of our body. Hands come to center. They walk their way over to the left now. The right sideline gets an equal stretch. Bring hands back to center. And let's walk our hands in toward our body. Here we'll cross our ankles. We'll come to sit. Coming to forward bending now, we'll actually begin this forward bending series by rolling back first. A couple of ways you can do that, either roll onto your back, hugging knees into your body, or roll into the plow or the half plow by lifting the hips above the shoulders, feet extended behind the head or to the floor. So in just a moment, we'll come forward again, and when we do, we'll stretch the right leg straight. We'll bend the left knee so the foot comes to the right inner thigh.
So when you're ready now, roll back up. Pull the left foot in, stretch the right leg out. And then inhale, lifting into the sky. Exhale, tip the pelvis forward and melt into a forward bend. Listen to your body. Let go of the image in your mind and really go to where your body's happy. Where is that place for you that's just right? It's not too much, but it's not too little either. It's a place where you offer yourself compassion and love. Now hands walk up the right leg. And once again, we roll back with the same options as before. So come onto your back or to the plow or the half plow. So we'll roll forward again. This time it will be the other side. The left leg will be straight, the right foot pulled in. So when you're ready now, come forward. Pull the right foot in, extend the left leg and lift into your breath. Exhale, tip the pelvis forward. Enjoy this forward bend. Feel it unfold within you, breath by breath. Enjoy the lengthening that you feel here. The untying of the knots of tension in your body. The calm, the peaceful feeling that this pose brings. The hands will walk up the left leg. This time, let's all roll onto our back, hugging knees into our body. We bring our practice down all the way onto the floor now. Rock side to side if you like. Now set feet onto the floor. Feet planted firmly. As we come to back bending, using the bridge as our back bend. So push feet into floor. Peel the hips and spine off the ground. Maybe tuck the shoulders under your back if you want to. If you feel even more flexible and want to take this to the wheel pose, you're welcome to do that. Everyone finding where their body leads. Slowly now, rock the shoulders out from under your back. Lay your back gently into the floor, little by little. Hug knees in, rock side to side. Stretch your low back nice and long. And let the left foot come down onto the floor. Cross the right ankle over the left thigh. Let's slip our hands around and through to get the left leg in our hands. As we draw the legs in, we come to the opening pigeon pose on the right hip. Another variation, if you'd like, is to cradle the right foot in the crook of your left elbow and hold that right leg like a baby. To choose what gives you the opening in the right hip that feels wonderful, that unties the knots of emotional tension that may be stored there. Every breath, a little more untangling, a little more letting go. Now, gently releasing, let's change sides. Right foot on the floor, left ankle crossing the right thigh. Reach down, catch the legs, draw them in, or cradle the left foot in your right elbow. The opening now moves to the left hip. Let it unfold breath by breath. And we gently unwrap the legs. And we're ready now to move into inversions. So if you'd like, you can return to the bridge pose, this time for its role as a partial inversion. Or you can choose a shoulder stand if you'd like, gently lifting hips and legs above the shoulders, like we entered plow. Either lifting legs straight into the air this time, or returning to the plow. Listen to your body, let it tell you where to go. And then relax there, offering yourself compassion with every breath. Slowly, gently, carefully, begin to lay yourself back down onto the mat. Little by little, one vertebra at a time. Now when you've come all the way down, because we know that bridge also includes a back bend, if you've been there, hug your knees in and stretch your low back once again. And then let's take fish pose. With feet on the floor, we lift our hips enough to slip our hands underneath. Sitting on our hands, stretching our legs out, let's tuck our elbows underneath our back. The shoulders roll back, the head falls back, the heart, the lungs open. Send your compassion out around the world. In these last breaths, in this fish pose, send your compassion to leaders and decision makers here and everywhere, that they make wise choices. And then we lift our head back up and lay our fish pose gently back onto the ground. Hands slide out from under the hips, and let's reach our arms to the floor behind our head. Feeling the length of our body as we prepare for one last twist. Reach down now, take your right knee into your arms, and then guide it across your body to the left. Let your head drop to the right. And let this spiraling twist rise up through your whole spine, wrapping around your body with healing. We release the left hand. We allow the twist to unroll back onto the mat. You may find yourself a little off center, so move back to where you feel centered on your mat. And then once again, stretch your body long. This time we'll reach down for the left leg. We'll draw it in. We'll guide it across to the right as our head turns to the left. Listen to your body. It will tell you where to go. And the right hand releases. The twist unwinds to bring us back again to the mat. Let's find our way back to the center. And we'll lay ourselves down now for this final relaxation. If you'd like to maintain the warmth of your body, get something to cover yourself with if you'd like. Close your eyes. Do nothing but breathe and receive. with our heart awakened to love and compassion. Let's offer our compassion through this loving kindness meditation. As you come to your heart center, let's first offer loving kindness to ourselves. May I be happy and peaceful. May I be free from pain and fear. May I live with love and compassion. May I fully awaken to my greatest potential. We feel our heart center wider and deeper as we offer this loving kindness now to our friends, our family, the people we love and care about. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be free from pain and fear. May you live with love and compassion. May you fully awaken to your greatest potential. The well of loving kindness, so deep. We spread this loving kindness now across the world. All people, all places. People of all faiths, of all cultures, of all circumstances. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be free from pain and fear. May you live with love and compassion. May you fully awaken to your greatest potential. The air is thick with compassion. Breathe it in, breathe it out. And then when you're ready to bring this practice today to a close, give yourself a moment first for whatever kind of closure feels meaningful for you today. When you've had that closure, whenever it may be, roll over onto your right side. Allow yourself a few moments to rest there. And then finally, when the time feels right for you, and that can be at any time, let your practice close by coming back to where it began. Back to the comfortable place seated on our mat. And be here for a moment of gratitude for your practice today, the gifts that you've received, and how amazing you feel, head to toe, inside and out. Once more, let's drop our head down and let it rock from side to side. And then back at our center, a wave of breath lifts our arms into the sky. Our hands come together in a prayer that we'll take first to our forehead for compassion in our thoughts today. To our lips for compassion in our words. And to our heart for compassion in our heart. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.